Tiva svari is that kluta. Kluta means that is going through the avir Rishus Rabbim. It's considered chamor shuncha. It's as if it landed Rishus Rabbim. Simel Yechayiv. You threw the ball from your house to Shus Yochid. You threw it low through the Shus Rabbim, through within 10 amas off the ground. So when it goes through the avir Rishus Rabbim, that's a svara. Huncha blinds kamicha. Kluta is kamushuncha. As if it landed on the ground. We hold that the Rabbanan. We don't say this new svara kluta kemishon kadami kemoshon kadami. The water did not land in Rishus Rabbim. It just went through the avir, landing in the other side of another Rishus Yochid. So you potter. You made an akira for one Rishus Yochid and anoch in another Rishus Yochid. You potter, even though it went through the Rishus Rabbim. So what? You potter. As a tomorrow avol lamala miyasara, but lo yisu you throw the ball through the Rishus Rabbim lamala miyasara 10 tefachim off the ground, then divrei hakapotah according to everybody potter, because it doesn't pass to say kluta kemishun kadami. Even according to Rabbi Kiva, when you throw the ball in the air that's more than you tefachim off the ground, that's not called avol Rishus Rabbim, that's called avol makom tur. Or Rishus Rabbim says only goes up you tefachim. The air above there is called a makom ptur. So the ball went through the air, it's in a makom ptur, you potter. And the chiddush is, for lo yafin and zorek b'moshin. We don't learn out zorek from Moshin. Even though in the Mishnah we had the chiddush, that by the Melechet HaMishkan there was a hoshoto, a handing, from one Rishus Yachad to another Rishus Yachad, l'malam miyud. The two wagons, one wagon carrying the Kroshim was here, and it had a wagon in front of it. And the Aleviim used to carry the Kroshim, hand it from this wagon to the next wagon. They used to hand it across. So even though they were handing the Kerish more than you took them off the ground, there's such a Malach HaShota. So at this chat, even according to Rabbi Kiva, we don't learn out Zerik from HaShota. Even though HaShota via hand, L'mala Meyud, Yechayiv, but when you throw something L'mala Meyud, that's not considered anything. Throwing it doesn't have that Kiddush. So since you're throwing it L'mala Meyud, it's in a makom ptur, you can't say kemishun kadami. That's Rabbi Shaul. Is this the pshat? So Rashi, Tav Rashi, v'lo yafin azark b'moshin, shoye ba'avoydes halaviyim, l'malo miyasara, v'shus ha'yochel, v'shus ha'yochel, v'shus ha'rabim b'yemsa. That's the case of the Mishkam. They used the hands from one wagon to another wagon. V'seif v'diktoni azark potter, v'yal moshit chayim divri hakol hi. According to this pshat, everybody holds that when you throw something l'malo miyud, you potter v'shus ha'rabim. You only chayim by hoshota. And we don't learn out Zurich from Hashota. That's one shot. The rabbi has the suffix. Oiduma, maybe no. Lamala miyasara pliga. I tell you, the machlekes here, keeping the rabbon in the dafka, where you threw the ball from your house across the street. Lamala miyud. That's where the machlekes is, to the other house across the street. Huva pligi. The mass of the yafin and zarg b'moshin. That's the kivis svarim. Even though you're throwing the ball now above yutvachim, so what? We learn out Zurich b'moshin. Just like there was a handing in the Mishkan, l'malam miyud, who then if you throw something, l'malam miyud, you're also chayiv. Umas sov the rabbanan say no, lo yafin azorik mimoshit. Since you're throwing the ball, you tfachim off the ground, that's why you potter. Avol, but according to this pshat, l'mata miyud, if you were to throw the ball across the Rishus Rabbin, l'mata miyud was in 10 tfachim of the ground. So it's considered the ball went through the Avir Rishus Rabbin, according to this pshat is divri hakol chayiv. According to everybody, you'll be chayiv. Why? Because everybody holds this svara kaluta kemoshoncha. Zayin the rabbanon, zayin Rabbi Kiva. When it goes through the avir Rishus Rabbim, this ball is considered like it landed and we rested there. So you chayiv. The only machlokes is we are throwing the ball lamalam miyud. Rabbi Kiva says even though it's lamalam miyud, we learn out zerik from Moshit. You could be chayiv. The rabbanon say no. When you throw it lamalam miyud, that's not called Rishus Rabbim. You potter. But when you throw it lamata miyud, through the Yavah, you are chayiv.
That was... Moshe is a chayiv in every case. Only if it's a one
deal. Yeah.
How you learn
out
all cases?
Or... In Chura, this is in all cases, you're right. Because here we're throwing across the Rishus Rabbim. You're right, you're right. In Akopan, we just learned not enough to say, because a different svarim. Because Klutuk Shmi Shuncha says as if it's resting there. See, that's not much like resting in the Rishus Rabbim. The svarim is, Lamalam you could Yavah Rishus Rabbim or not. But just like by Moshe, you see, it has a shame with Shusar Rabbim. Zurich also has a shame with Shusar Rabbim. So you're right, you also come on, it doesn't make a dafmina where you throw it. Because here the svar is, once it's in with Shusar Rabbim, it's considered Hutchadami. So Hutchadami, you would be chayiv.
Why
is
the
Mishnah?
It's
a
Shreya
Svar.
No, I mean, why is it only one Hanafah? Let it be in a tirna.
Oh, we'll soon talk about it. Maybe it is. Could be it is. We'll soon see. The more my time, kluta kumushar kudamim. Omer Rab Yosef. So this was Rabbi's sofik. What's pshan la machloikas shebe kivad rabbonim? Omer Rab Yosef. Ho milso I boidele Rab Chizda. Rab Chizda also had the shaylo. U poshtu nahalei Rav Hamnuna. Meho. Rav Hamnuna gave him a pshitis, told him klo, what's pshan from this raya. It says, Mirishusa Yochid, Rishusa Yochid. V'yoyver Rishusa Rabim, if you throw a bull from one Rishusa Yochid across the street to another Rishusa Yochid, and it goes through the Rishusa Rabim Atzmo, this mashma. What's the Lushin? Rishusa Rabim Atzmo? That's mashma, it's Lamata Meyud. It's going through the Rishusa Rabim itself. Is Rabbi Kiva Mechayiv? Rabbi Kiva says Yechayiv. Why? Because Klutus Kimishuncha. V'chomim Poitrim. And the Chum say a potter, even though the ball went through the Rishus Rabin, Lamata Meyud, still your potter. Because we don't say this for a Klutu Gmishuncha. So the Marmid, the Chum of Rishus Rabin Matzmo, since it says here in this Braisa, the ball went through the Rishus Rabin itself, is Pshita Lamata Meyasar Pligi. It's Mashma Klutu, it's talking about when the ball went through less than Yutzvachim. And Mela the Machlekes is, you say the Svara of Klutu Kimishuncha. The Rabbanim say, what do I care if it went through the Yavir Rishus Rabin, but it didn't rest there? That's why you put it. For the Gemara Vaita, Uvimai, what's the Raya? Ilema, Uvimai, what are we talking about? Ilema, Bimavir, Lamata, Miasoro, Hudu Mechayiv. Lamala, Meyud, Lo Mechayiv. If you want to say, so what, only carrying out Lamata, Meyud, that's where you chayiv according to Rabbi Kiva. But Lamala, Meyud, you put it according to Rabbi Kiva. I have Omer, Rabbi Lezer said, Ha Moitzi Masoi, Lamala, Miasoro, Chayiv. If somebody carries, No, over mine, for the new kashna. Over mine, what is this last price talking about? This price that says in Lushin, Mishus Yochid, Mishus Yochid, be over Mishus Rab Matzma. He went through the Mishus Rab itself. So the price doesn't say, Klo, he threw it. Maybe it's talking about where he's carrying it through. That's the kashna. Over mine, what is this price talking about, this Lushin, be over, he went through the Mishus Rab? Elaim, Bamavir, who's talking about where he's carrying it? That means he picked up the bull in his house, and his mamish walking through the Mishus Rab. And then he puts it down in the next Rishus HaYochid. For the Gemara, Lamatam Yasar Hudu Mechayiv. Lamat Lamiyud Loi Mechayiv. You want to say if you do it Lamat Lamiyud, you put it in such a case. V'yomer Reb Leza, Hamoitzi Masoi Lamat Lamiyasar Mechayiv. If somebody carries out something when he's walking, even though he's holding it in his hand, and his hand is Lamat Lamiyud, still he's Chayiv. Shekei Masa B'nei Kos. That was the Masa B'nei Kos. They used to carry things on their shoulders. And when they're carrying on the shoulders, there was Lamala Miyud Tzvachim. So you see, if you're walking with the Chayfas, even though it's Lamala Miyud, still you Chayiv. It's still Kesidic, Rishus Rabin Dami. So according to Rabbi Kiva, you should still be Chayiv. Since when you're walking with it, it's considered like it's in the Rishus Rabin, so Vadi, you should say Klut Kimishun Chadami. How come this Brisa says only Lamata Miyud Yichayiv, not Lamala Miyud? So it can't be talking about where you're walking, holding the Chayfas. El Allah Bezerik. Avad, the Brisa is talking about where you're standing still in your house. And you're taking this ball and you're throwing it across to the other house, across Rishus Rabin. And then the Braisa says, Olamata Miyasaru Hudu Mechayiv. When does the Mekiva say Yechayiv only if you throw the ball through the Rishus Rabin Matzmo, Lamata Miyasaru? Of Lamala Miyasaru, if you throw the ball higher than you Tvachim, Loi Mechayiv, you're not Chayiv. Because Lamala Miyud is not called Rishus Rabin Dami, it's Shemamina. The Kluta Kamashuncha Pligi Shemamina. That's a good raya. That the Peshat now Machlekes in the Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva's Mechayiv only when you threw the ball through the Rishus Rabin itself, Lamata Meyud. Where you throw something, Lamala Meyud, even according to Rabbi Kiva, you potter. Because we don't learn out Zerik from Moshe, and we say Lamala Meyud is not called Rishus Rabin, so the ball didn't go through the Rishus Rabin. That's Peshat in Rabbi Nuna and Rabbi. So tomorrow, Pligi the Rabbi Lezer. But Gefat the Dingetzich on Rabbi Lezer. The Yom Rebbe Leza, Mechayiv Hoy Rebbe Kiva, Afilu Lamala Meyud. His Rebbe Amnun is Dingazachon on Rebbe Leza. So Rebbe Leza said, Klo, that he according to Rebbe Kiva, Yechayiv, even though it went Lamala Meyud. I, Bahai, did Tony Rishus Rab Matzma. How come the Braisa says that the ball went through the Rishus Rab itself, which is Mashmon Lamata Meyud? And Rebbe Leza says, according to Rebbe Kiva, Yechayiv, even if you throw it Lamala Meyud, that there it is, Lodiyacho Koychod Rabbonin. It wants to tell the Chidish of the Rabbonin. That even though it went Lamata Meyud, still according to Rabbanan Yepoter. So that's the Chiddush. And according to Rabbanan Yepoter, even though it's Lamata Meyud, and we don't say Klutu Kimishuncha. Ben Achnami, according to Rabbi Kiva, though, you say Klutu Kimishuncha, even Lamala Meyud. Because Lamala Meyud, you learn out Zorik from Moshit, it's considered it went through the Rishus Rabbi. So tomorrow, Pligi, the Rabbi Chilki Abatuvia. There are also Dingazach on Rabbi Chilki Abatuvia. Rashi Yod Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer, not only is he Dingazach on Rabbi Amnuna, he's also Dingazach on Rabbi Chilki. Why the Yom Rabbi Chilki Abatuvi? Toich Shloisha, if you threw the ball through the Rishus Rabbi, and it was so close to the ground, it was Toich Shloisha. It was in three Tvokim from the ground. Is there very Hakol Chayiv? Everybody holds Yechayiv. Even the Rabbonim. Because Teich Gimel, we say Kalovid Domi, it's considered Munach on the Karka. Laman Lami Asara, if it's 10 Tvokim off the ground, Divri Hakol Potter. Mash Maklov, you throw it more than 10 Tvokim off the ground, even the contra Bekiv, you Potter. This is Vaita, not like Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer says Rebbe Kiv is Mechayiv Afil Laman Lami Yud. And here it says, Klor, no, you only Chayiv Lamata Mi Yud, not Laman Lami Yud. Mi Gimel Viyad Yud, what about if you throw the ball now through the Rishus Rabbim between Gimel Tfachim off the ground and you Tfachim off the ground? What's the lacha? As you threw the ball from your house Rishus Yachid across the street to another Rishus Yachid, and it's going through the Avi Rishus Rabbim from three Tfachim to 10 Tfachim. Is Dr. Bryce or Dr. Chilkiyom Bonu the Machlokes Rabbi Kiva Rabbonin? This is the Machlokes Rabbi Kiva, the Rabbonin. That according to Rabbi Kiva, Klutu Kimishun Chutz if it landed. According to Rabban, it calls the mind, it's moving, it did not rest with Shus Rabbim, you put it. Rabban had a sotah, like Rav Nuni, you mean? Yeah? Shrashi teich shloisha divri akal chayim. Shrashi v'yaf agav de loy nach, moide de kemunach domi. Tremendous chiddush. I'll say out this braisa. That even though the ball is traveling through the Shus Rabbim, but if it gets so low that it's within Gimel Tzfachim off the ground, it's considered kemunach domi. So the Moratanya nami hochi. The ball got so low within Gimel Tzfachim off the ground, Divri Yaakov Chayiv. You say it's Kalovid Domi and it's called attached, so it's called Munach Yechayiv. Lamala Miyud, Enuel Mishum Shvus. If you throw it Lamala Miyud according to everybody, you put them in the Raisan, it's only an Issim of the Rabbonim. Trashi Potter, Tleyafina Zerk Mimoshit. We don't learn out Zerk from Moshit, therefore if it's Lamala Miyud, it's not the Siddiq Rishus Rabbin Domi, Midiraisi Potter. But these two houses belong to you. And you owned one house on this side of the street, and you owned the other house across the street, across Rishus Rabbim. Is mutter. You should know you're allowed a mamish throw from your house on this side to your house on the other side. That's if you're throwing it lamalam yud, it's mutter metchila. Migimol viyadasor, if you throw it through Rishus Rabbim from gimel tvachim to ten tvachim, it's going through Rishus Rabbim. Rebbe Kiva Mechayit, he owes Klut to Kimishun Chodomi, the Chachamim Poitrim, the Chachamim say Vaiti Apotter, Malach Vaiti Chachamim, that we do not say Klut to Kimishun Chod. So even though the ball is going through the Rishus Rabbim, but as long as it's at least three Tzvachim off the ground, you Apotter Midiraisa. So the morning, Omamah, Him Hoye Rishuyi Shaloi Mutter. Now if you want to throw this ball from your house on this side of the street, you want to throw it to you own another house on the other side of the street, you're throwing it over the Rishus Rabbim. If you own both these Rishus, it's mutter. But that's lucky. You're allowed to carry from your house, like the Moshav, you have an Erev in your house. Considered all your house, you're allowed to carry from one apartment to another apartment if you have an Erev. Just if the other house doesn't belong to you, so Midirabon is also to carry from one Rishus Yochid to another Rishus Yochid without an Erev. You can't carry from your house to your neighbor's house if you don't have an Erev. So if the two houses belong to you, then it's mutter. So the moral of Chura Leimat, you have a truth to the Rav. This should be a theory to Rav. The Yitma, we learned the Gemara in Ervin, Shnei Batim, Mishnei Tzid, Rishus Rabbim. You own two houses on two sides of the street. Two sides of Rishus Rabbim, you own two houses. Is Rabba Bar Rafuna Omar Rav? They say all the name of Rav. Also, Lizrak Mizel Lizil. Even though you own both houses, you're not allowed to throw from this house to the other house. But the Rabbon, it's also. So it's not like Al-Braith. Al-Braith just got finished saying if one person owns both houses, it's mutter. Ushmul lama mutter lizrik mizel lizeh. So according to Shmuel, it's good. So the Gemara, v'lav miyokimna lehi, it's the gonet shver, even according to Rav, it's not shver. I hate the stam braith we have here. You're allowed to throw across the street if you own the two houses. So how come Rav said it's osir? It's a chilek. V'lav miyokimna lehi, didn't we zet sign the Gemara and everything like this? Going the midli chad umitisoi chad. If the two houses, one is a taller house and one is a lower house. So when you have to throw it across, it's not so zichas you land inside the guy's house. Maybe you land outside the house. a land in Rishis Rabin. That's why it's chayiv. The zimni nofel, maybe you'll fall, the yosle asuyeh, and you come to carry with the daldam, the Rishis Rabin. That's why it's chayiv. He said both houses are the exact same height. Then it's very easy to throw it across the street to land inside the house. That's mutter. But when one house is higher, one house is lower, we're afraid you won't reach the house, and it'll fall, and you'll come to pick it up and carry the daldams. So Drashi, the madli chad umitosoi chad. The mitter kach, since one is big and one is small, sarach l'amin yodai. You have to be perfect when you throw the ball across. Migvay l'anomach, from high to low. I mean, nomach l'gvay, from low to high. Is Taribbo. The Dilmalay Zarek al Gaga, maybe you won't reach the next roof. The Naiflu Shus Rabbin, a fall to Shus Rabbin, the Yosle Asuye, and we're afraid you'll come to pick it up. Now, Frek Rashi, Lochi Nokat Vosla Asuye, why do we have to that sign? Maybe you'll miss the roof, and a fall to Shus Rabbin, and you'll come to walk with the Daldamis. Why don't you say, Poshit, if you miss the roof, so you're throwing the ball from your house across the street, and it's landing with Shus Rabbin. So that's why you're chayiv. You threw a ball from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabin. That's why you chayiv. Why does the Gemara have to say we're afraid you'll miss the next roof and a land Rishus Rabin and we'll guys you'll come to pick it up and walk down Adamis? What's wrong with them saying you missed the roof, so it's landing Rishus Rabin? You made his rikum. Said Rashi, di lo mishum nefilus Rishus Rabin, stand for the fact that the ball landed. Rishus Rabin, leki chiyu bichatis, you won't be chayiv midiraisa. Di misastiku, eitzeloit so. Tlein niskavon izik Rishus Rabin. His kavanah here was to throw it across the street to that house. He didn't have kavanah. He wasn't icing and doing a melechas etzor. He was icing and doing a melechas heter. So if the ball didn't reach the house and fell on the floor, he'd be potter for that zrikum. But there's a gzera. If it lands with Shus Rabin, we're afraid he'll care about the ball. He'll go to pick it up. So that's why if one house is bigger, one house is lower, we asher. But if they're both the exact same height, then we'll make them. How do we know this Yisoid? The Omer Rabbonin called Pochos Migimol Kolavidomi. How do we know this Yisoid? Anything that's within three tefachim off the ground is called Kolavid. That the din is if it's attached to the ground. For Kama Kama Loch is in Shasas like that. Here we just said Nageyato Hanocha. If you throw a ball through the Rishus Rabin, and it's within Gimel Tzvachim of the ground, is considered attached to the ground as if it has anocha. By mechitza we have like that. If you have a mechitza for sukkah, that if it's off the ground, more than three Tzvachim, it's not called a mechitza. If it's within three Tzvachim off the ground, it's considered attached to the ground, then you have a mechitza. Anything that's within Gimel Tzvachim, within 12 inches off the ground, is considered attached. How do we know this, you say? Omalei, so the person wants to say it's a Pashta Svara. Not sad to take a tweezer and pick out all the bumps in Rishus Rabin. It's not sad to have a straight plane of a Rishus Rabin. There has to be some bumps higher, some bumps lower. That's the svar within Gimel Tefachim. There's a bump higher, a bump lower. That's not considered part of Rishus Rabin. You can't have a plane Rishus Rabin. Strashi, Amalei Svarhi. You can't smooth out the Rishus Rabin from its hills, from its bumps. If you want to take a tweezers, you hit it to pull out all the hair. It's a svara, you don't have it. If that's the svara, even gimel tefachim should also be mutter. Like most bumps go more than 12 inches off the ground. Like even within 12 inches, there should be a svara kolav adami. V'su, hod itnan, that we learn hilchasukam, hamishal shul defanis. If you're weaving and making a mechitza, trash your mishal shul, maskul la'arik defni asukah. You want to make a sukkah, and you start weaving the walls. You want to make like a cloth for the mechitza. Be'erit, kalafi mala, you're going like a cross, or mishal shlobo kapi mati, starting out on top, and you're weaving downwards to make the curtain come down to the ground. Hamashal shul defanis, you're weaving your curtains downward, lamala lamata, from above to down, imhein gavoyim minor shloisha tvachim sula. If they're off the ground, three tvachim, it's possible it's not called the mechitza. Since on the bottom, till the beginning of the mechitza, three tvachim, it's called a hefsik, that's no good at mechitza's bosom. In pachas megimel, if the mechitzas come down within gimel tvachim off the ground, then ksheira. Fred Gemosim, Hosim Hainot, so what's the svara there? We had nothing to do with Rishus Rabin. So why do we say there that the mechitzas within Gimel Tzvachim is considered attached to the ground. And the Gemara will tell you another svara there. Hosu mina taima mishum dehevelei mechitza shagdiyim boikim bo. It's a new svara. What's the whole yisoid of a mechitza? If you have a mechitza wall, the pshat is a separation. It's saying outside the Rishus Rabim, inside the Rishus Yochid. You can't go through the mechitza. That's the side of a mechitza. Now, if a mechitza is three tefachim off the ground, Gideon, the small kids, the small animals, could creep through it. So that's not called a mechitza, that's a svara. Mashenkin, if it's within Gimel Tefachim, so small, nobody creeps through the mechitza. That's why it's called a good mechitza. That's how you write that's also a svara. Well, mechitza, the word is a separation that you don't pass through. So if it's more than three tefachim off the ground, you could go underneath the mechitza. If it's within three tefachim off the ground, it's a svara, you can't go through. That's also a svara. So the Maratenach Lamata. That's a good svara. You want to know Lamata. On the bottom, near the ground, if it's more than Gimel Tefachim off the ground, it's not considered attached. Over the Mala Mayik Lamema. What do you say about top? The Moshe, you have this Chach, and you want to make the Mechitza come and go. So if you start the Mechitza on the ground, Mamish, the Mechitza comes up 7 Tefachim, and the Chach is 10 Tefachim off, we say since there's less than Gimel Tefachim between the Mechitza and the Chach, it's love, it's attached. We say the mechitza goes up and it's a kosher sukkah. What's the svar over there? How comes there only Gimel Tefachim do we say the mechitza goes up and gets attached? But if it's more than Gimel Tefachim away from the roof, we don't say love it. There is not a svar of Gideon. Nobody goes through on top. So how come punk Gimel Tefachim is a svar? So the Gemara Elo called Pachos Mishloisha Kolovidomi. There's no svar for this. It's again another halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Anything within Gimel Tefachim is considered attached. It's considered like one. If it's Gimel or more away, it's not considered attached. It's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So Hilchos Mechitza, you say like this. And Hilchos here, when the ball goes through the Rishus Rabim, it's considered munach on the ground. Tana Rabbonim. Rishus Rabim, Rishus Rabim, Rishus Yochid B'Emsa. A little bit different case. You're standing in the Rishus Rabim from one street, and you throw it through a guy's house, like Mamashia. You go outside in Beverly here, you take a ball through the shul, and ends on the other side and goes through the Rishus Rabim. So you threw from one Rishus Rabim to another Rishus Rabim, Rishus Yochid B'Emsa. What's the locha? Rabbi Nechayev, Rabbi says Yechayev, is considered like the ball landed inside the shul in the Rishus Yochid and Yechayev. The Chalom Poitrim, we passed the Chalom. There was no Hanocha. The ball went from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Rabim, Yepoter, and it didn't go Dal Damas. When you throw something in Rishus Rabim, Yoni Chayiv, if it goes Dal Damas in Rishus Rabim, here it never traveled, Dal Damas in Rishus Rabim. Right outside the shul's Rishus Rabim, you picked it up, you threw it through the shul, and landed outside the next Rishus Rabim. It made an Akiva Rishus Rabim, and a Nachim Rishus Rabim, and it didn't go Dal Damas, therefore you put it. That's a Chalom Svara. Rebbe holds Yechayiv, why? Because the old Chura B'Kiva Svara, Kluta Kimi Shuncha, it's as if it landed inside the house. So the Marav Shmuel Diamatavayu, Lo Yechayiv Rebbe El Rishus Yochid Mekoyra. I says no, Rebbe doesn't hold Mamash like a B'Kiva Svara. He holds a new Svara. If the house has a roof on it, so we say the whole body is fitted, Commander Malia Dummy, it's like full to the roof. So the ball goes through the house, it's as if it landed in the house. Because the house of Rishus Yochid, if it's Makura, the Armina, we say basic commander Malyadomi. We consider the whole house as if it's Mamash attached till the top, everything inside the house like fills up, so the ball goes through the house, it's called commander Malyadomi. Avul Shein the Makura. But look, you see the house does not have a roof on top of it, Loi. Rabbi never said it aloch, you wouldn't be chayiv. Whereas Rabbi does not hold the Bekiva Svara, Toshid, Kluta Kimishuncha, it's a new Svara. If it goes through a house, like Rashi says, the bottom Rashi, command the Malyon, mitoch shuchoshich, since like it's dark inside the house, or mole havolo, it's like full of air, we consider the whole house full of the chayfetz. Avok shein the makura going chotzer, you don't say kemishu in chodami. That's Rav Chiddush. That's Rav and Shmuel's Chiddush. What am I doing? Omer Rav Chonon, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel. Mechayiv hoye Rebbe Shtai. Oh, here's the Shaila. According to Rebbe, now Yechayiv too. Achas Mishum Hoytso. Since you're standing outside Rishus Rabim and you bring it inside Rishus Yochid, Yechayiv. V'yachas Mishum Achnosa. Yechayiv for bringing it in, like it landed in the house. And then when it goes up again, it goes weiter, it's called Hoytso, Yechayiv too. That's Rebbe's Svara. Yoser Valchona V'kokashle. Chon Hanakasha. The name where you want to tell me. The Mechayev Rebbe, I told him, look him out. A voice come you hold Yechayiv Tucha Toys here, because we said before the beginning of the Perek, Hoitzoy is called the Av Malacha. Hachnos is only called the Todah. The Av Malacha is carrying from Rishus HaYochid out to Rishus HaRabim. That's called Hoitzoy. That's the Av. When you carry something from outside to inside, Hachnos is only a Todah. So how could Rebbe say here Yechayiv Tucha Toys if you stand outside Rishus Rabin and throw the ball through the Rishus Yochid? Good is considered like it landed, and then it goes right there outside again. But a chutz a told and an av, the same av and same toldo, you only chayv one. But Tanya, Rebbe Yoimel, Dvorim hadvorim, Eila hadvorim. With Ashen, Dvorim to say two, hadvorim the hay is three, and Eila is 36. With Ashen, Eila hadvorim is Eilo lamates melochis. These are the 39 melochis. Shenemru lemoshe b'sinai, and Amalei Rabbi Yosef. Yeah. And what does it mean, 39 malachas? That means there's only the most chatois. You could be chayef for one Shabbos, is only 39 chatois. So that's why the Pasuk says, Eila hadvorim, Eila lamates malachas, that we have 39 chatois. So how is that shaykh? That means you only chayef for each av, you chayef one chatois. But if you want to handle with toldois, every av could have 1,000 toldois you could have. See if you can tell me, Rebbe holds Yechayev for Yitzor and for Achnosom. That means Yechayev for a Toda and for a Tzav. So why are there only 39 Chatoyes? There could be much more than 39 Chatoyes. If you do all the Todas, you can be Chayev 1,000 Chatoyes, you can be Chayev. So after Amalei, Amalei Rabbi Yosef, Ma Roho Mastinlo. You learned Rav and Shmuel, said it in a Rebbe on this Braisa. The Kashla, you had it Shver. The Rebbe of Rabbi Stephen Rebbe. Anan ad Rabbi Yehuda Mastinin. We learned Rav and Shmuel's din on Rabbi Yehuda's halacha, not on Rabbi's din. But like Kashton, on Rabbi Yehuda there's no kasha. Titania, another brisa says, Mirashus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim. Somebody throws something from your house, Rishus HaYochid, into the Rishus HaRabim. The other Abba Amos Rishus HaRabim. So like you did two malachas here. In your house, you took a chayfitz and threw it outside to Rishus HaRabim, and it went down to Amos Rishus HaRabim and landed down there. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayiv. Rabbi Yehuda says Yechayiv. Rechomim Poitrim. Chomim say Yepotel Gamri. So soon say, what do you mean Yepotel Gamri? The Chur you threw from your house to Rishus Rabbim. Om Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel. Mechayiv hoi Rabbi Yehuda Shtayim. Eshli said that the Rabbi Yehuda holds Yechayiv. Yechayiv too. Achas Mishum hoi Tzor. Hey, see all those vices when you carry this chayfetz and you threw it out the window. As soon as it got to the first second of the Rishus HaRabim, the first step, it's Kemishun Chedomi, as if it landed Rishus HaRabim. And then it goes right to Noel Dal Damas, Yechayi from Havora, Dal Damas, Rishus HaRabim. Achas Mishum Haitso, V'yachas Mishum Havora. That's how Yechayi too. So to these, Salkadayi Tichodahu to Mechayi, because if you only want to say Yechayi only one, of the Shver, Mechlaud Rabbonim Patru Lagamri. Rabbanan say a pot legamri here. You took this bull, you threw it from your house into the Shus Rabin, and landed down the Damas later. Chom say potter. If you mean the Chom say a pot legamri, why? Ho afik lo am Rishus Yochid, Rishus Rabin. You took this bull out from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabin. So why you a pot legamri? So what's the pshat then? You want to say the Chom say potter means you potter from two. The Chom say you only chayiv one. That's what the Chom means to say. You chayiv one for the Hoitzor. You took the ball from Rishus HaYochid and it landed Rishus HaRabim. You chayiv only one. But if Yehuda is the one that says you chayiv two. Why you chayiv two? Because when it goes out the window, as soon as it gets to the first foot of Rishus HaRabim, it's Kamisha Hunchadami. So you made Hoitzor. Then it goes right to Dal Damit. It's called Havara. So according to Yehuda, you chayiv two. Say Nechlam, Yehuda, it's not Shver. Yehuda, it's not cold. You chayiv atod, but mock him out. So in Yehuda, there wouldn't be any Shrekai. All right, stop now.